Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Love Your People Well podcast, where we are all about how to enjoy every minute of family life. And one of the things that can really help us enjoy family life is when we feel successful, when we feel confident, and we can, you know, maybe we look around the living room and we say, oh, it's clean. We can check something off our to-do list. But far more importantly, when we can look at how we are raising our children, the decisions that we are making, the quality and intimacy of our marriage and our relationship with our children, that is when we enjoy family life. When we feel successful, when we see growth happening, and we can actually embrace those crazy moments of life because they don't define us. They do not have a hold on our identity. And today we're going to take a little look at how a particular passage in Scripture changes our approach to parenting and marriage and all of family life and equips us to enjoy it in ways that we might not even realize today are possible. We are going to talk today about a few very popular, very well-known chapters in the Gospel of Matthew that are known as the Sermon on the Mount. And my friend, they can change the direction of every part of family life and help us enjoy it more. So I am excited for this conversation, and I'm glad that you're here. And if this is your first time tuning in to the Love Your People Well podcast, welcome. I am extra glad that you are here. And I am Jess Hayes. I'm the host of this show. I'm a wife and a mom. I'm a Christian therapist licensed in South Carolina. And I am passionate, so excited about helping moms deepen their relationships so that they can enjoy the craziness, because I've got four kids ages four and under, and life is busy and it's stressful and there are a million distractions and there are big emotions, and I want to soak up every minute of it. And I know that you do as well. And so that's just a little background on who I am, what we're talking about today. And as we dive into this conversation, I want to highlight why I'm focusing in right now on the Sermon on the Mount. Because the reality is, all of Scripture is God-breathed, it is alive, it is active, all of it is useful. It teaches us and corrects us and guides us. And so there's not something magical about the Sermon on the Mount, like because it's in the red letter Bible and it's words that came out of Jesus's mouth, that somehow it's more profound or more life-giving or life-changing than other parts of Scripture. But we are focusing on these chapters for the simple reason that, well, maybe two simple reasons, that they are countercultural. They go against the norm of what all of your friends and all of those social media accounts that you follow and all of the people around us are pointing us toward. The Sermon on the Mount points us in a very different direction. And not just at random, it is the direction that our God, our Creator, our Savior, our Redeemer points us toward as the path toward abundant life. So far and away, that is one of the big reasons that we're going to talk today about the Sermon on the Mount. It is countercultural. It does not come naturally, apart from us being filled with and led by the Holy Spirit. But the second reason is probably far simpler. It's definitely more personal for me. And that is that I have personally really been enjoying and wrestling with the Sermon on the Mount recently, and particularly the first little section in Matthew chapter 5, which is known as the Beatitudes. These are 8 statements about who will find blessing with God and then what that blessing is. And I have been circling back around to these chapters of scripture for over a year now and just finding myself challenged, maybe not so much by what Jesus says, but when I think about, okay, now how do I actually live that out when I'm busy and I'm stressed and I'm trying not to yell at my kids and I'm trying to, you know, go to bed at a reasonable hour and, you know, all the things I'm trying to do, that's a mile long list. And I keep circling back to the Sermon on the Mount and these deep truths and being challenged by how to actually do it and live it out. I've been so challenged by it, so encouraged by it, that we're talking about it here on the podcast. And we are actually doing a deep dive challenge inside the Faith Fiverr Club. I'll go ahead and invite you now, because if you're listening to this in real time, it hasn't kicked off yet because I'm a bit behind schedule and I had to take spring break off and just take a breather. And so instead of our usual month by month challenge that we do in the Faith Fiverr Club, we are doing a 45-day challenge starting next week to dive into those 8 Beatitudes with prayers and things like that, some journaling prompts, but also action steps to really practice living out these blessings that we are promised by Christ himself. And so I've really enjoyed putting that together. I'm excited to do that challenge, and I'm inviting you to join us. And that's why, just on the more personal side, how I am just circling back to these chapters and finding them meaningful and challenging. So if you do want to go deeper, particularly into those Beatitudes, make sure to join us in the Faith Fiverr Club. That is our Patreon community where you not only support this show, support this ministry, but I really enjoy creating resources and offering lots of extra perks there, such as these monthly challenges. And we're doing a 45-day challenge right now, kicking off next week, and it's going to be awesome. So whether you dive deeper in that way or not, the Sermon on the Mount is worth taking a few minutes, because really it'll take less than a half hour. And I'll just put a little asterisk there. I know in mom life, a half hour is not a few minutes. That's a golden chunk of time. But you can read, you know, 5 verses at a time and slowly piece it all together. But it is worth taking time to dive into these chapters, because we all want the things Jesus promises us. We want the abundant life that he promises us in John 10. We want the peace that is beyond human understanding that he offers in Philippians 4. We want to stop worrying. We want to stop struggling. We want to have wisdom and patience and love and goodness and those fruits of the Spirit that we see outlined in Galatians 5 and in other places. We want these promises. We want these blessings. And if we're enjoying family life, those relationships that are so important to us, that is peace-giving, that is life-giving, that is abundant, and that is wonderful. And those things do not happen without effort, without us being intentional to walk the path that Jesus has laid out. And as I said before, the Sermon on the Mount is countercultural, and the Lord is not calling us to things that feel natural or that are easy, but they are the path to abundance and peace and joy and all of those things that I know you want, because I know that I want it as well. And as we live for Jesus, as we actually not just read his words, but we do them, we live them out, we are taking action on some, if not all, of the things outlined in the Sermon on the Mount. We're paying attention to lust in our life. We're paying attention to how we spend our money, how we pray. Are we fasting and giving and doing things for attention or for the Lord? Are we murdering people with hatred in our heart? Are we living out these Beatitudes? The things that are covered in the Sermon on the Mount, as we live that out, we are living more and more into the life that our Lord promises us. And He changes everything about our life. He changes our identity. He changes how we think. He changes our relationships. He changes and impacts our eternal home. And He comforts and uplifts us when we are struggling. And a lot of what we talk about here on the Love Your People Well podcast comes down to building those family relationships and dealing with the things that get us stuck. The big emotions that are really hard to deal with, the communication breakdowns, the mom guilt and the struggle, all these things that get stuck, that get us stuck and distract us and stop us from enjoying family life. But when we have intimacy with the Lord and we are taking action in the direction that He points us toward, He unsticks us. And so over the next few weeks, as I already said, in the Faith Fiver Club, we are going to dive into some action steps for those eight Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That workbook will be uploaded next week inside the Patreon community. We have a private podcast. The workbook has daily activities and reflection questions, things to consider. That deep dive into the Beatitudes, we're going to do that inside the Patreon community, which is our Faith Fiver Club. And here on the podcast over the next few weeks, we're going to take some time to walk through some of the big themes that we see in the Sermon on the Mount. And I just mentioned a few of them, our heart attitude of how Jesus changes our understanding of, do not murder, do not commit adultery, but really that's don't hate, don't lust, don't let your heart be seduced by the things of this world. We'll take a look at how our attitude toward money impacts us, our attitude toward other people's opinions impacts us, impacts our family life. So we will take some time to go deeper into specific themes and areas that are covered in the Sermon on the Mount. And I hope you'll tune in, subscribe to the show and walk through that journey with us. But even more than that, I hope that you will take some time to sit down and read through Matthew 5 and 6 and 7 and let the Lord speak to you. Because our conversation here is hopefully an encouragement. It is intended at least to be a reminder of how Jesus impacts our life, our relationships, our family. But it is that personal time with the Lord that is truly going to make a change and build that intimacy with Him. And if you're feeling stuck with that, just start in the Gospel of Matthew. You don't even have to start in chapter 5, but that is where the Sermon on the Mount begins. And just practice that daily time with God. You can grab one of my freebies to help you with that. It's a 45-day Bible and prayer challenge called the Holy Habits. That's a free resource over at loveyourpeoplewell.com/free. We've got devotionals there as well if you're maybe feeling stuck in a specific area, like managing anger, finding your identity in Christ, building a home of godliness and joy. There's a variety of devotionals on the website as well. That's loveyourpeoplewell.com. But you do not need anything special other than your Bible. And let's be honest, you're probably listening to this on your phone. There are some great Bible apps. You can even listen to someone read it to you while you're washing the dishes. There is literally nothing that can realistically get in the way of us spending time with the Lord. There are plenty of things that do get in the way, at least in my life, but that is not from lack of availability. It's from choosing other things. So take that time with the Lord. Let Him challenge how you're thinking, how you're feeling, what you take to be just an assumption about what is true, what is good, what is best, because the Sermon on the Mount is countercultural, and it is not pointing us in the way of life that is easiest or most natural or even what the culture is recommending. But it is pointing us toward an identity and a way of life, a way of engaging with your family and those relationships that brings peace and abundance and wonder and beauty. So again, there's some great resources there at loveyourpeoplewell.com. And I'll have a link in the show notes here as well as on the website, of course. If you would like to join us inside the Faith Fiver Club as we start that 45-day challenge, deep diving into how to live out the Beatitudes, the blessings that the Lord promises us. That will kick off next week, but really, it's never too late to join because you can work through that workbook and grab that private podcast whenever is convenient for you. And we will be back next week and the next few weeks looking at more specific themes from the Sermon on the Mount to see how do they apply to our life as moms, as wives, as women, seeking to live life well and enjoy this time with our family while we keep Jesus at the center of it all. So there are some great resources for you, including our upcoming episodes here on the podcast. So make sure to subscribe to the show if you haven't done that yet. I know I typically do post these episodes on Tuesday, but life has been a little crazy, and lately it's Wednesday night while the kids are at their kids' church program activities that is the best for my recording. So we might just be a little flexible over the next few weeks until summertime hits. We will see how that goes. But we will be here. And if you're subscribed, you know, it pops right up there in your podcast library. You don't even have to think about it. And the same is true for the Faith Fiver Club private podcast if you do join us as a supporter inside the Patreon community. Well, my friends, that is all I have for us today. We'll be back next week. But until then, hugs and blessings to you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. I'm so glad you joined me today for this episode of the Love Your People Well podcast. If you found it helpful or encouraging, please leave a written review to encourage me, but also to help the show grow. You can even copy the link to this episode and text it to a friend. Don't forget to grab all your resources at loveyourpeoplewell.com and join us inside the Faith Fiver Club for extra perks every week.